How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirt and Sprague.
And there's a swing and a high fly ball. Deep down the right field line. Has a chance. It is gone! Jack Peterson! His second homer of the day. And that one big explosion has the Rangers back in front. 4-1.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Based in! Kicks that losing streak goodbye! And good night! Griffin Codine walks it off! And the Marlins scored 3 in the ninth to win it!
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Did the music die or did my headphones go out? I couldn't tell there.
I think it goes pretty quick now. It goes pretty quick. Got to get it out. Got to get music out of there, right? We got cameras to turn on here, okay?
I forgot about that.
What is happening? Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday, indeed.
You know what it felt like leaving the house today?
What?
You know, did you get a little bit of that?
Red 85, fat hot.
180, 180, 180.
Little chill in the air, little nip in the air, little football. A little football weather. You ready for a 22 dive?
I'm ready to talk about it. I'm not ready for that.
You're not
part
ready
of it.
For that part of it.
Nah.
Huh? Okay.
We're not even in August.
Yeah, I'm so ready.
What is your deal?
I don't know, man. I'm never happy.
When it
in
rains,
life.
You're gonna bitch and moan.
His giants stink.
Exactly.
That's why he's ready.
I got nothing to fill my hole right now. My hole is empty, dude. It is wide open right now.
If you don't like baseball, it's a pretty bleak sports landscape.
It's a little
for
tough
you.
Right now. You the know? Golf calendar is basically done for the things that I care about. That's all I got, dude.
Yeah.
All I got filling my hole is Blazer Arena deal. And let me tell you, man. That's not a comfortable hole filler right there.
You got some WNBA?
That burns a little bit.
He's
Nobody
not,
wants that.
He's not
no.
diving into that.
I watched the All-Star game a little bit on Saturday night. I mean, my wife wanted to watch it, so I watched a little bit of it. It was, you know, a lot of layups.
Yeah, I hear you, but
a lot of good passes, a lot of good bounce passes.
I'm not ready for the November 8th through November 19th straight days amount of rain.
Come on, man.
I'm not ready for
that
it.
That rain's fine because you're still in football season. It's when you get to February after the Super Bowl and you're just depressed and it's 42 and dark at 3 o'clock and you're like, God, can I get some sunshine in my life, please?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, but like, I'm trying to enjoy what I have with summer.
Yeah, I milked it all. I'm good. I've been outside. I've
How
got
have
enough
you
sun.
Milked it all?
I'm
you have
tan.
An entire month and a half left.
I'm tan. I've already capitalized. I got enough vitamin D in my life. I'm ready.
Are you
Bring on the clouds.
Tan? Is your chest tan?
It actually is pretty. I got a pretty complete tan.
Do
I haven't
you?
Played golf in like a month and a half, so I don't have a bad golf tan right now.
Yeah.
The chest isn't bad from swim lessons. I feel pretty good about my tan.
I got a thigh high, like, tan. It gets to about the thigh. Yesterday I was getting a haircut, and my shorts. I was wearing gym shorts. They came up a little bit, and it was like, holy crap.
What happened to your legs,
I could see
man.
Your veins. I was like, yeah, it's a little white
Did
right
Did you paint
there.
That thing white? Was that some white paint on your legs,
it
man?
It looks like it.
Ah, I'm blinded. Ah!
It looks like it.
Ah, turn the light down, all right?
Yeah, it's freezing out there,
thing.
Dude.
It feels cold for July. It's a little chilly this morning. That's why I got that vibe. It felt like football season. I'm
I'll
ready
say
for a
this.
Pumpkin.
I welcome it to Central Oregon.
Yes, that is true. We
they
definitely need
as
need
much
it.
Cold and wet weather as you can possibly muster up.
They do. Should we take bets on will I be going to Sun River next week?
Well, I got a text from my
son. Yeah, what's
son.
The report? What's the report
he said
from Central
it was,
Oregon?
He said in Bend. Now, he's in Bend. He's
sure.
not in the outskirts. He said it's gotten better this week.
Okay.
He said it was much worse a week ago when all the lightning came and started a lot of those fires.
Okay.
He said he can still smell the smoke a little bit in Bend,
still
but
a little haze, little smoke.
So yeah, the harder part's going to be getting there because they've been closing highways.
They don't want people evacuating.
Nice.
So, like, can you even get there is more the question.
That's
not
a great question.
But he said,
I didn't know
Bend,
that was happening. That's
in
fun.
Bend, it's gotten better over the last week.
Okay.
Has it gotten better in the fire, like, specific, or is he talking about the smoke?
He's talking about the
east.
Air quality.
It's just air quality. I don't think the fires have gotten any better. I just think the smoke's all blowing the other direction.
But that
right
doesn't.
Now.
Yeah, so like that's so useful information that's actually not helpful for your trip because you won't get there if there's still massive fires.
No, probably not. And if the wind starts blowing in the other direction, we're going to have a little bit of an issue on our hands.
Yeah.
Little bit of a problem. Yeah. Little haze over Sun
just
River.
Just a smidge, yeah.
Last time this ever happens, final life lesson, no more Central Oregon trips late summer.
It just sucks,
it's
dude.
Not going to happen. I can't
I'm supposed to go see him in a few weeks. For the weekend.
Yeah, go for a weekend.
I don't know
so
if that's
I'm
happening.
Hoping things will dissipate.
Maybe change plans. All right, why don't you come see me instead of you coming and me coming to see you?
Well, we're going to a concert. We're supposed to go to a concert at the amphitheater. Which was part of the plan.
Part of the reason to go out there. Who's playing the amphitheater? Creed out there?
OAR.
OAR. That's a nice throwback, man.
Who's OAR?
Of a Revolution.
I mean, you know he's not going to know that.
Can you give me a song?
What was the one you didn't know last week from King Sella? Foghorn Leghorn? He had a band. He was going to see a concert, and you didn't.
Well,
you'd never heard of it.
I jogged my memory because we had a former coworker that got mad at me about that. Cake.
Cake, yes.
He was like, I'm going to see Cake. And
Cake's
I was like,
in town this weekend.
What do you mean you're going to go see Cake? Like,
what, are you
going to
eat some?
It?
You going to slice chocolate, vanilla?
And
what kind
said,
of cake?
Band. He played a song. I was like, I'd never heard of this before. And then I remembered our old coworker, Alicia.
Yes.
She got on my ass like almost 10 years ago about not knowing.
She's very upset
cake.
With you. Very, very upset
Big
with you.
Big Cake fan. And
Big
I was like,
fan.
I've never heard of Cake in my life.
I know there is a band named Cake. I could not name a song. For the
I don't think I
me.
Could either. They're the kind of band that if I hear the song, I'm like, oh yeah, that's I've know that song, but I can't tell you the name of the song off the top of my head.
There were
a very vague understanding of who they are.
There were two hits from OAR that got mainstream radio play: "Shattered" and "Love and Memories."
Neither sound.
Neither one's
at all.
Gonna ring a bell. If you played them, you might know them.
Maybe
but, yeah.
Sing it or don't do it at all.
Ooh, yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at. You can't tell me the name of a song. I remember 90% of the songs I listen to.
Let's hear your vocals early on a Tuesday morning. Swag.
No, people are trying to wake up.
I think it's a good way to wake everybody up.
Singing was some Shattered. It's pretty good.
There was a wreck on 26 that closed all lanes.
Nice.
I had to be diverted this morning.
That's
hopefully
a good start.
It's cleaned up.
Already this morning, huh? That's an early crash. Come on.
Yeah,
people.
When you see the reader
they
board.
Kill the pedestrian.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, there's a dead body.
No, all right.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, when you see the
thanks for throwing that in my face like I know that information.
I didn't. I just saw the reader board. It said crash 2 miles ahead. All lanes are closed. And that was before 217.
Was somebody walking along the side of the road?
Well,
I don't
first
know.
Of all, what,
get killed
why
as a
are there pedestrians on 26?
Yeah, what are we doing
That's
here?
A weird spot to just be.
Are you jumping the highway? Are we talking
I can't
about,
help but wonder, are you camping there?
Yeah, are you sleeping on the side of the road?
We've all been there before.
That's not a very big, it's not like you're trying to cross a busy intersection there. There are no intersections to cross.
There's no
on
intersections.
There's no walking
that's
on 26.
Three-lane highway freeway.
I mean, there is walking on 26. I see it occasionally.
Well,
not recommended walking.
It's not supposed to be.
No.
No, it's not. If you're walking on 26, you got either your car broke down or something's wrong with you.
And why are you walking at 4:30 in the morning?
That's a whole nother question.
Look, we all have the same thoughts right now. We just don't want to say it, okay?
Yeah.
We're all thinking the same thing.
Well,
it's
R.I.P.
a trust tree here.
That's brutal news to wake up to. That's tough. R.I.P.
It's pretty awful.
I didn't know what the accident. I got off and went over Burnside and came down that way.
So the thing you think about with Central Oregon now is it's really unfortunate. I mean, aside from just like you don't want homes to be damaged and people to have to leave everything.
No.
If we're looking at this from our lens, you really have to start considering like, what's the latest you go to Central Oregon for the summer?
Probably June.
When you told me you booked Sun River, I was internally like, whoa.
Yeah, it's going to be a staycation.
That's a late book.
Probably, I mean, going forward, probably June. 4th of July, maybe max.
I
but I like
it.
Being around on the 4th of July, so I'm not going.
So damn hot in
and
July.
And then once you get past the 4th of July, I don't, I'm not rolling the dice on that anymore.
Yeah,
it'll be a coastal trip.
Been mild. It's been dry, but it's been milder than recent summers out there.
You just worry
Wait,
about
what
the
do
smoke.
You mean?
The temperature wise.
Oh, well, I mean, but they haven't fires.
Been, yeah, it's
horrendous.
Dry. It's dry as a bone.
That's
but,
why you got some fires over there. Right?
So that's why they're going to burn more acres this yeah. year than they ever have.
That's a bit of the problem. I think it'll be more of like a spring trip. Spring's always solid. Central Oregon's usually pretty good. You don't get as much rain, so things dry out a little bit quicker. It's not hot yet, so spring you can get some
late
good deals.
September, early October.
The fall trip is solid. I've done that before.
Have school age children to run around.
Yeah, if you can get a weekend away
if
from kids,
you can sneak out for
a
while.
Trip.
We used to do that every year for the wife's birthday, early October, find a duck bye week. Usually they have one in October, and we go for the weekend. Delightful trip. Wonderful yeah. weather. It's a little bit cool. You got that fall air. Feels fit, but it's still sunny enough during the day. It's a great time to go. But I think the rest of the local summer vacations for years to come will be the coast. It's also like for – I think Sun River is better for – like I'm really excited to take Teddy if we're able to go next week and take him to the pool. There's, I mean, they got a bike that the place we're renting that has like one of the carriers in the
yeah,
back.
Sun,
so you can ride around
yeah,
on that.
Sun River will be great.
But the older you get, I feel like Sun River is more useful. The younger you are, the beach is just a better trip because you could just plop a kid down on the sand and he is content for hours.
Little plastic bucket and
a
shovel.
You get him a shovel, the water's coming in, you're digging stuff out, you're seeing little sea creatures. It's just, you know, very entertaining for a young kid.
It is. When did we used to do the Bendale Trail?
That was always the fall. That was always during football season.
It was still, like, nice, though, right?
It was still, it wasn't fully, like, we didn't go in, like, maybe November was the latest we ever went when we did it, but never, like, December. And I feel like
it being a little cold, but also sunny. I have a lot of sunny memories.
But it'd be, like, 68, 70 and sunny. Wouldn't get much warmer than that. And then chilly in the morning when you wake up. Because I remember being down there for football games, and we'd be we'd bounce bar to bar, and there would be a game on in the background. He'd be like, oh, cool, my team's losing right now. So that was, I remember always doing those in the fall. And it was a great trip, dude. Fall in Central Oregon is solid. I got no beef with that.
Yeah,
it's just
so
the
late
end of summer.
Summer, early fall, and then early summer, and then there's like a month and a half.
Yeah.
Nope.
Snip it off the list. Not going to happen.
It sucks because I love that area.
I do too, man. I do too.
More fond of Bend than Sun River, but I love the area.
I mean, I get it, dude. If you want to play golf, there's a lot of stuff to do. If you're into outdoor stuff, you're doing paddle boarding, you can do whatever you want, man. A lot of activities out there.
Fishing. A lot of fishing.
A lot of fishing out there.
Yeah.
Stand up supping. You would go supping?
I'm not
a big sup, bro.
I'm not a supper.
You don't want to go sup?
I'm not a big stand up paddleboard guy.
We own subs. Probably used them 4 times.
Yeah, I remember when you bought those. Yeah. That was a big deal.
We bought that as a wedding present for ourselves with our wedding cash. We went and got stand up paddleboards.
How much did those cost?
I don't remember. Definitely have not utilized them to the point where they've paid off.
Now, is there a spot? Because you're in. Is there a spot nearby?
I mean, technically,
on
but
the Willamette
The idea of supping in the Willamette.
Well, he's not
super...
very far from going down near Oaks Park and stuff.
Yeah,
super close. I've never supped in the Willamette though before. I've not. We've supped in Lake Oswego.
Any reason?
We've supped in the Mount Hood area.
There's a current in Willamette, and if you're trying to go upstream, you got to work.
I like a lazier body of water to sup. I like a calmer body of water. I don't want to be moved.
Downstream's a lot of fun. You can get it moving, and then you got to turn around and go back.
And then you got to find your way home.
That's a workout.
And I don't want to do that. I don't want to be homeward bound that way. The best one we ever did was we did Trillium Lake one time for an anniversary, and that
Trillium
was a,
Lake's perfect.
Dude, it was
for
perfect. The water's not moving. There's mountains in the background.
It's tiny.
It's gorgeous weather. That was easily the best supping experience we've had.
We had our friends Ben and Jen in from Sparta a couple weeks back, and they're always asking me, because they're from Idaho, but now they're moving here, and they were asking me about, like, you know, go places to go check out and whatnot. Yeah. You ever feel like you overwhelm people with information? I'm almost nervous now to even tell anybody, like, to recommend much. Like, I want to say, like, one or two things, and then your brain gets moving, you start thinking about,
Wait, what about this one? And then
you're like at 4 or 5, and you're like, this is too much information for somebody to process.
They're only going
to
do one or two of these things. Now you've thrown a high volume at them.
Maybe.
It's like when your wife starts talking about stuff around the house, and you're like, that was a 10-minute rant about 17 different things, and I only got one or two of them retained. That was a lot of information. we got to separate this stuff piece by piece here. Give me one to two bullet points at a time.
Yeah.
My little bird brain can't handle all this at once.
And that's how I feel every time I give them advice. I'm like, so, you got to go this place, that place,
a restaurant.
This place.
This is a great place to go. You got to go check out these flowers. Go on this hike. Go check out this river. Go to check out this.
That was happening to me. So I'm going to San Diego early-ish August, be more the midpoint.
Yeah.
And I had reached out to Rob because he's got familiarity with San
Diego. He's down there frequently.
He's the only one I know that goes to San Diego that often.
Yes.
So I text him some stuff, and we were talking, and it was kind of one of those situations. He was giving me such great advice.
Thank you for all the feedback.
And I was trying to process, and then I'm like, crap. What did he say at the beginning of that?
You've already forgotten the information.
And I remembered a lot of it, but like right. there were a couple things he said, and I was like, oh, that's a good thing.
What did that one thing you wanted me to go do?
A good thing he said. So I tried to memorize like landmarks and sure. specific spots of the city.
Now you need a circle back meeting with him on your, we need a follow-up conversation on our San Diego trip.
Yeah.
About, can we go back to point one and two of that and just re-hit on those for a brief moment, and then I'll be ready to go to
San
Diego.
Well, he texted me, I think it was Sunday. He texted me and said, what hotels did you pick? Because what we're doing is we're not doing a B&B. We don't want to be hubbed in one spot.
You want to bounce around a little bit.
Yeah, the wife had a good idea of like, we'll just hotel hop every day.
Oh, okay.
So we get to experience different hotels. You get to go to different parts of San Diego.
And it's a short trip, so you don't need to pack that big of a suitcase. So carrying stuff's not that big of a deal.
Well, your clothes, I mean, you shouldn't need a lot of clothes.
No.
It's going to be 79, 82 degrees down
Shorts,
there.
Shorts, a t-shirt, and flip-flops. Maybe a pair of tennis shoes. That's about all you need.
But he had told me a specific area, and so I was looking up hotels, and we were going over it, and he asked me, like, hey, which ones did you end up booking? And I was like, I'm lazy. We haven't.
We haven't done it yet.
So, like, we were supposed to do it yesterday. We didn't do it. Wife's like, what if we do it this weekend? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Actually, another week, whatever.
We'll get to it. Don't worry about it.
Eventually, we'll get to it.
San Diego hotels aren't going to sell out on a random weekday in August. I think you'll be okay.
I think we'll be all right.
Fingers crossed.
You know, we want to do the zoo and then, like, Mission Bay is supposed to be really good for kids because they got all these little things and it's beautiful over there. The water is a little more controlled because it's in the bay.
Are we going to go see a baseball game while we're there?
Well, so, okay, I have a funny story on this and I don't want to share names.
Ooh, no names.
So we have a coworker that works between us and in San Diego. We got a sister hub in San Diego.
Yes.
And one of our former coworkers is running the San Diego area. She's a delightful person. Well, there's another coworker that flies back and forth. He's mainly hubbed in San Diego, but he'll come up here every like once a month.
Yeah.
Or 2 months, whatever it is. And we had a meeting with this individual a couple months ago for something that they were flirting with the idea of us doing something involving another entity in the building. So we had this big meeting after the show one day and we're going through it. And I told him I was going to San Diego. I said, hey, I got a San Diego trip in August. And he lives there, right? So what do people do when they live somewhere and you say you're coming to visit?
No.
Oh. And he tells me, and this is like a direct quote, verbatim. Oh, you want to go to a Padres game? Yeah, do we have tickets? Oh, we got tickets and we have a suite. And I said, we have suite access?
Oh,
and he goes,
that.
Yeah. If you go to a non-Dodger game, not a problem at all. And I said, awesome, the game I'm going to, the Milwaukee Brewers are in town.
Yeah, Milwaukee, good team, but not as big of a ticket draw as the LA Dodgers.
The Dodgers are in town. The Dodger fans take
well,
it
Dodger
over.
Fans,
take
yeah.
the entire and the Padre fans show up because now it's personal, right?
Right.
So I tell him it's the Brewers. Okay, circle back. Hey, circling back, want to see about that suite for the Tuesday night game Padres Brewers. Tuesday night. Not
Tuesday
Saturday,
night.
Not Friday, not Sunday.
Not a hot commodity night of the week.
A Tuesday. Goes, yeah, let me ask somebody and I'll circle back. 3 weeks go by.
Ooh, not a word, huh? He put you on red.
I reach back out.
Hey.
You had to do the follow-up.
Hate doing the follow-up.
The follow-up follow-up sucks.
Hey, just checking in, because my wife was like, did you get those tickets? And I was like, well.
Let me tell you.
And I reach back. He responds, yeah, I don't know about the suite anymore.
Oh, down
and
from
I thought,
suite. Okay.
Really?
Somebody grab the suite.
The Tuesday night game of the Brewers?
Okay.
Mazeroski pitching? That's the only thing I can think of.
Dude, come on.
Who knows?
Really?
That's in,
you think people going to the baseball game know who Mazeroski is?
I mean, I think they do probably
down
know who
there
he
they
is,
do. Yeah, I think so.
I think what you guys are doing is in. I think you're overinflating the 300 section people to the suite people.
Yeah.
I don't think the suite people follow baseball like you do.
No, they're for a night out.
They're there for a night
out. It's a corporate night,
it's
a company ticket.
NBA,
it's like, hey, let's go to the Blazer game tonight. Okay.
Wait, Grayson Allen plays on this team?
Who's in town?
I had no clue.
What?
So I say, no worries. What about just standard tickets? Yeah, shouldn't be an issue. 2 weeks ago.
Not
haven't heard a word.
We're not going to follow up on
now,
that,
what
follow,
do
up
I do
on that
here?
Follow up yet.
I could go around him and email the general manager that we worked with and say, hey, yo.
Probably the move now at this point.
But I don't want to like make him feel
right.
like I'm going around.
Yeah, you're circumventing his authority to go get tickets to the game.
I'm 13 days away from being in San Diego, and that game is the day we fly in. And it's the first night we fly into San Diego. The next day, we drive to Anaheim.
Yeah.
Might go to an Angels game that night.
That'd be fun.
Disneyland the next day. Drive back to San Diego for four nights after that.
Angels tickets should be a lot easier.
They're $20. And every ticket's available.
Plenty of good
seats.
Where
would you like to sit tonight? Maybe we're in the front.
Again, unless the Dodgers are there because all the Dodger fans.
They're playing like the A's or the Astros or something.
Oh, there you go.
Nobody's going
to
be there.
I was like, we're going to that game.
Yeah, go see Mike Trout. That'll be fun.
So I don't know. I'm stuck in this weird spot of what to do. Yeah. I'm not emailing him again about this.
No, you've sent enough emails.
Well, do we need to put show pressure on him?
No. What does that mean?
We can just make fun of him or
use
something like
authority.
That. I go, hey, heard you
flaking on tickets here, huh?
But okay, so help me with this, because
my vote
to
would be to go above. I would go big fish, big game hunting for the tickets.
Okay.
I think you go to the top level and you say, look, I appreciate we've had this great back and forth. The tickets were said to maybe be available. We're looking to go, but I haven't heard back yet, and so I was hoping to confirm that there are tickets available for that Tuesday.
I'm not blaming him. It just, when you start the conversation with how easy it would be to be in the suite for a Tuesday game not involving the Dodgers, and now it's morphed into, I don't even know if I'm going to get you tickets.
Right. I don't even know if there's any available.
What are we doing? Yeah.
What are we doing?
Sounds like me when I see old friends and I'm like, you know, we should go get a beer sometimes. It's like one of those things you just say to be nice, but you don't have any intention of following up on it.
What are we doing?
It's one of those like, hey, let me get you tickets. I'll do it. But you don't actually have the intention of following through on it. Did he not think you were going to follow up on this?
I told him I was going to.
Right. You were going to be there. I don't quite understand.
The other problem I have with your analogy is this is not like you saying that at the end of a conversation. This is like your friend saying, God, I really want to go to a bar and have a good cold beer. It's been a while. And you say, I know the perfect bar. We're going to go when you're available. And then he says, I'm available.
I'm available.
And you don't respond.
And you don't get back.
That's
to him.
More what this situation is like.
Oh, that's right. I can't make it tonight. Sorry. Sorry. I got stuff to do. And
so
things happening.
You guys both vote. I should go around.
Yes.
Yeah. At this point, it is. Yeah, you need to you want to go to the game.
I also heard Luke got to go to the suite when he went down, and he wore the other team's gear to it.
Might be the reason you're not allowed in the suite.
I'm not Luke.
we could be banned as a building. I don't know.
Portland got banned.
I think Luke Anderson might have gotten Odyssey Portland banned from the suite in San
Diego.
There's stories about that guy down in San Diego.
I'd rather you just be honest about it. Now, maybe they did sell, because I think they find ways to dole out tickets to people. I'd rather you just be straight up honest. We don't want to give you the suite. I'd rather hear that than the runaround of like how easily accessible it is. And then when I ask about it, it suddenly is mysteriously gone.
I think you're suite worthy.
I mean, that's fine if I'm not. I just want to be in the building.
Just want to be in the ballpark.
Padres Stadium looks awesome. They own my baseball team there.
At Petco Park.
It looks like a beautiful thing. I want to give the show feedback on a district and what that's like, because God forbid we ever get there.
Cross another one off the baseball stadium list.
And yeah, I get to cross
never
off
been
that
to Petco
and
before.
Anaheim.
Yeah, that'd be two. I've never been to either of those before.
That'd be two in one trip.
Look at that. Double whammy.
I would have hit every stadium on the West Coast.
At that point, you've seen them all? Yeah.
Well, actually, no, that's not true. Well, I've been to where the A's are playing currently, but I've never been to an A's game.
Okay.
In Oakland.
I've never been to the Coliseum.
But I'd have the Giants, the Dodgers, Padres, Angels, Mariners.
Yeah, that's the West Coast. That counts.
Yeah.
Every single one.
And I don't want to go to an A's game.
No.
Not unless they're at the Angels.
No. Sacramento also doesn't count.
Yeah. I've been by the stadium.
It's not their permanent home, you know?
All right. So you guys are voting go around?
I vote go around. I think you go to the top shelf.
All right. We'll see what we do. I'll give you guys posted on that if we get the tickets. Loaded show today. A lot to discuss. Let's follow up with a weird story from yesterday and kind of the fallout of everything involved in it. We'll get to that next. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back in. 627, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan. We got the Cafe Day Dirt and Sprague we'll get to today. Training camps for all 32 NFL teams. officially open.
New 85!
Got that going for us.
Here we come! Here we come!
It's a man's game now!
Let's go, baby.
It is time. It is here.
We will get to some college football. We got Big Ten Media Day ahead of us. We've got the teams today. I wrote these down. We've got Illinois, Iowa, Penn State, Rutgers, SC.
USC.
And Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think the only there's two in there that I'm like, okay.
Rutgers is one. You mean that you're in on?
That I'm interested in hearing from. That I'm like, those are good storylines.
Penn State SC.
Yeah.
Really?
Outside of that?
Not interested in Iowa?
I mean, I think Iowa's going to be better than their preseason pick, but is there anything interesting about Kirk Ferentz? I don't know if he's the most interesting man in the world.
Kirk, will you punt more this year than you did last year? Yes or no?
Will we run the ball 90% of the times and punt a lot and be really good defensively? Yes. The answer is yes. I will see you on Labor Day weekend.
And the Blazers are back in the storylines for not wanting to be in a meeting and then saying, fine, we'll be at the meeting.
Snip, snap, snip, snap.
There's also a really good piece on Tom Dundon's approach from the NHL to the NBA by Chris Mannix at SI. So we'll get into all that today. It's also a Mail Sack Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
So the Sparta TRT Mail Sack at 503-864-6326. If you're new to the show, good morning. The Mail Sack is pretty straightforward. Any and all questions are welcome at the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack!
And we will read as many of them as we are allotted with time. And we will get to that in the final hour.
Did I say we have a guest?
What?
Do we have a guest?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe you've mentioned that yet.
Booth tension is just off the charts today. Fantastic stuff.
I hadn't finished talking yet.
It's still going. We're still going.
Thought you were wrapping up and diving into whatever you were getting into.
I hate to do this, but I'm going to be in your ear during the update, and I'm going to say, when are you reading this story?
Hey, read that story.
And it's going to bother you.
Did the Mariners win last night?
Give me the update. I'm in that smoke in my brain.
No, you guys lost to the Mets last night?
14-3.
14-3?
They whooped our ass. Frankie Lindor went yard twice.
Are Mets fans back now on Frankie Lindor? Are they in on Lindor?
I don't think they want to trade him.
They don't want to trade him now? Got to hold on to Lindor.
Yeah, that just threw me for a loop.
Hey, do you know we have a guest today?
I heard that. Are you aware of that?
I woke up to a text this morning that we have a guest on the show today.
Yeah, I texted last night, but I was afraid you were asleep because I didn't get a response till late. George Reister, former Oregon Duck and obviously college football.
Look at that.
Media pundit, gives his takes, also going to be on the CW coverage this year. He is going to join us at 8:04, so we'll dive fully into college football.
It is Big Ten Media Day. We're closer and closer. A week from Thursday is the first preseason game.
Wait. Oh, yeah, right. The Hall of Fame
A week
game.
From Thursday.
It's the day you leave, isn't it?
It is the day I leave. I will miss the Hall of Fame game breakdown, but don't worry. I will watch it, maybe in Sun River, maybe not. I will holster my Hall of Fame game takes.
Yeah.
Save them for the first show back.
Okay. All right. There you go.
I'll hold them in a little bag.
Hall of Fame game also pretty rapidly approaching.
Yes, it is.
The thing I wanted to get to here quickly, and then I want to kind of peekaboo in some college football, and then we'll get to Cafe Day Dirt and Sprague. Did you find the Kyle Shanahan crash stuff just wildly weird feeling?
Yes.
It's like one thing to say he's involved in an accident, he's at the facility, he was reportedly standing on the sidelines from a distance with glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
But then the report comes out that some media members knew about it but were asked to not talk about it by the team, and then it came out, but like then we're wondering whose fault is this? Is something else involved?
Right, or drugs and alcohol involved?
Then
is there more to the story?
Then the report comes out, no, that a 21-year-old gal she took the wrong turn on the wrong way and collided. And it's a weird story, not in the sense of like a coach got in a car accident.
No,
but the way that it's being talked about and reported on, it's an odd story.
It makes it feel like, and I mentioned this on the show yesterday, when you have the kind of the curtains pulled up with the revealing of this thing, it makes people's minds go to a place of what? You go to a place of conspiracy.
Think bad,
like, why
right?
would you not just tell us that there was a car accident? He's going to be okay. Scary, but he's going to be okay. And that's kind of all there is to it. There was no foul play. There was no drugs and alcohol related. He got into an accident. He's going to be out for a while because he suffered a concussion and some cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to be back. And if you just tell us that initially when the accident happened, I don't think it's the cover up of it and not wanting it talked about for a while. And then the idea of we're not going to release who is at fault, but then they end up releasing who was kind of at fault. I also saw a thing that said he was holding his phone, but he was not looking at it, and it wasn't his fault.
He's legally not going to be at fault for the accident.
No, and this is, again, why would you say nobody was at fault or we're not revealing who is at fault, and then literally the next day she swerved out of her lane and hit him? Why didn't you just release that information when you had the opportunity to?
I don't know.
All of that is very strange. The idea of people not talking about it. It would have been one thing had it been an accident where there was something serious involved in terms of the injury to him, some sort of legal problems that might be on the horizon for him, and you called the media and were like, hey, can we keep a lid on this until we get our hands around this story? That, at least in my head, I don't approve of that, but at least in my head, it makes more sense. If it's just a simple accident, somebody swerving out of their lane, and everything is ultimately going to be okay and everybody's all right, what are we covering up? Why is there the delay in telling the media about this?
Yeah, here was Chris Sims yesterday. His best friend is Kyle Shanahan, quite literally has a tattoo of Kyle Shanahan.
He has a tattoo of Kyle Shanahan?
Him and Shanahan have, yeah, I think he either they have matching tattoos or he has a tattoo of Kyle.
Like Kyle's face?
His
signature? If I had to get a tattoo of you, would I get your face? Would I get your initials?
You want BS on your body?
BJS.
BJs?
Yeah.
Let's see. Chris Sims, because I heard this a couple years ago, and I was like, what?
I mean, I knew that they were friends, but I didn't know that's a whole different level of friendship.
Yeah, they have matching tattoos.
Matching tattoos.
Initials on the ankle.
Like each other's initials?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got some good buddies in life.
They've known each other a long time, but yeah, to your point, what you're about to say.
I don't.
Not getting their initials tattooed on your
ankle? I don't think I'm getting a buddy's initials tattooed on my ankle.
That's a pretty big step.
On my ankle.
Yeah.
Just kind of out on ankle tattoos, too.
It'd be very odd to get your initials on my body.
Everybody is sharing their pedicure takes today after John Summerall, and people are yelling about getting pedicures, and can your coach get a pedicure? A
lot of defense. I did enjoy the one person that said, I want my coach chewing his nails off with his mouth.
Thank you. I do, too.
That was a hilarious response.
That is how you have grit when it comes to coaching, and I agree 100%.
Here we go, man.
You think Ed Orgeron's getting pedicures? I don't think
actually,
so.
Actually, yeah. I think Ed Orgeron does dabble in the fancy.
Can I? I'll give you a take that's similar to that with the pedicures.
Yeah.
I maybe now this is why Kyle Shanahan hasn't won a Super Bowl. He has an ankle tattoo. This is what's holding him back. I think we need to get it removed.
Really?
I think so.
That's the take.
I think that's the take.
All right. Well, here's
shoulder, arm, bicep, a lot of places you can go.
No, here's the thing.
Why do we go ankle?
You would morph your opinion because I don't think it matters where it's at. I think you're just shocked.
I mean,
that they have initials with each other.
It definitely is shocking.
He has a CS on his body, on his ankle. The other guy has a KS.
What do you tell people it is if you don't want them to know you got a tattoo of your friend's initials? What else can CS stand for? C.S. Lewis, the famous author? Big fan of the book.
I think
Big Narnia fan.
If you're putting the initials of your friend on your body as a tattoo, I think legitimately you're never ashamed to talk about it.
You're loud and you're proud about it?
Yeah. Why would you get the
tattoo? Why wouldn't you get the full name then? If you're so proud about it, why don't you get his full name?
Takes up more space.
Why don't you get his face on your butt while you're at it?
Well, no. Okay, all right. Well, I don't know where this is going. Chris Sims on Kyle Shanahan.
I get a text from Kyle's wife, Mandy. She texts myself and my wife. And it's like, oh, no, Kyle's been a part of some horrible accident. And she sent us some pictures right off the bat. And it was like, oh, my gosh. Like, so just to let you know, paint the picture. You've seen the injury report, the broken ribs, 40 stitches in the face, the broken nose, broken left hand, of course, the bad concussion. But when you first see it and it's fresh and some of the cuts are still wide open, I mean, it's jarring. It's jarring. He was this close to maybe losing his right eye, right? The scar is so big right here. And so all that stuff was just crazy to see. And of course, I'm, you know, thinking of my friend, but yeah, it's tough. And he's still battling with this concussion. And
so he's got a concussion. He's got glasses on because his eyes are black. He reportedly, according to Chris Sims there, almost lost his right eye.
Like, yeah, big cuts on his face.
It's a big enough story to just say an NFL head coach was in an accident. It's another one to make it be as weird sounding as they have. And so, yep. Like, as more information comes out, he's good. McVay talked about how he reached out. He loves him. They're, like, really good friends. They always have been. It's just it's a pretty wild thing because it sounds like I haven't seen photos. Have you seen photos yet?
I have not seen the photos.
The photos, Chris Sims makes it sound like the photos will make you think somebody died.
Yes. There's some massive cuts. He almost lost an eyeball. That sounds very serious.
He's got concussion. He's got stitches all over his face, massive gashes, and not to mention, like, he's pretty shook up, they said, about just going through the experience of it.
Somebody said you could tell people you're a Costco shopper. What's the CS stand for?
Well, what's Chris Sims's excuse for KS?
I know. We got to come. Kirkland shopper? Maybe Kirkland could go each shopper. Way. I'm a big Kirkland guy. You're a Costco guy? Look at us. We're shopping at Kirkland at Costco.
Who would you get if you had to pick one friend to get their initials tattooed on your body?
God, that's a great question. That is a great.
Don't worry about your group chat.
Later today. I'm also good.
Who's the friend?
I also, if I was at that level, maybe you're right that I wouldn't have any shame and I would tell people. There would also be a little bit of like I got a buddy's initials tattooed on my leg and I don't know if I want to tell everybody about that.
But I don't think you're the kind of person that like you laugh at that idea.
I
There's
do
people
laugh at that idea.
Don't and they're like, that's my best friend.
That's my homie, dude.
And then what are you gonna laugh at them for saying that's their best friend?
Yeah, probably. If it's on your ankle, probably. I think I'd go my buddy Big Dave because his initials are DR. Now I just got doctor tattooed on my leg. What's that for? That could be for literally anything. I'm a big fan of the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, there you
go. It is gorgeous this time of year down there, man.
Yeah.
I go flop around in the ocean.
I can't fathom initialing any of my friends'
no, I would never
letters
do that.
On my body.
I would never do
and
that.
And I got some ridiculous tattoos, and I'll have more ridiculous tattoos, but the initials of a friend? You know, unless they tragically passed away.
Yes, that's
I could
totally
see an
different.
Instance there.
That is 100% different. Mm. To pay homage to a deceased friend, drastically different than being like, let's go, like we're in the sisterhood of the traveling pants. Let's go get matching tattoos here.
The sisterhood. Did you watch that after the Gilmore Girls?
I did, actually. Yeah, no, I didn't. But it is a good movie.
Have you seen it?
I have, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it. Don't they share pants? Isn't that what it's about?
You're sharing pants, man. You want to share pants with me? You want to wear my pants?
Not in any way. Not remotely. Sorry about that. All right, well, Kyle Shanahan involved in a scary accident. It's been weirdly reported, but now I think we've concluded he hasn't won a Super Bowl because he has Chris Sims' initials tattooed on his ankle.
I feel
if
pretty firm on that take.
If we ever interview him.
Pretty firm on that take.
I might bring that up, and I don't think that sits well because he seems like a very serious no. guy unless he knows you.
He is not a jokey guy. So. I don't know if I've ever seen him smile, let alone laugh.
No.
He's got that, like, can we just lighten up a little bit, Kyle?
He has that, but he's also the most fascinating person I think I'd want to interview.
Yes, he is. A brilliant offensive mind, there's no doubt.
But he's been back at practice. What's that going to mean for the Niners? I don't know, man. Does it impact the season? Maybe.
I also saw the coach who they're having as their interim guy or their guy running the show right now. There was a picture of him snorting cocaine in an NFL office 10 years ago. Unless I got butt cracked, but it looked really real.
I'm going to assume you got butt cracked.
It's like, it was one of those takes of like, have we all just moved on from this? And everybody's like, yeah, grow up. It's the NFL. Nobody cares.
They work 16-hour days. You think they're just doing that on four cups of coffee?
No, probably not. You need a little powder to keep you going.
Big Ten Media Day is here. Cafe Day, Dirt and Sprague around the corner. We're back with more on The Fan.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, George Reister's going to be on the show today, 8:04 a.m. Have you guys heard?
Talk some football, Big Ten Media Days.
George Reister, former Oregon Duck, media member, Big Ten Media Day, kicks off. We'll get to Cafe Day, Dirt and Sprague. Might have some good news in the cafe for you. And it might be local.
Ooh.
Well, local in nature.
Local-ish good news.
Local-ish, yeah.
Okay, that's exciting. We have not had a lot of good news locally lately. Yesterday, although, ended up being a pretty good news day.
I would say it ended on a good note.
It did not feel like it at times. A little rocky, but by the end of the night, you know, head on the pillow, feeling good.
It's also a Tuesday, so.
Mail
and it is.
503-864-6326. The mail sack fills up rather early and quick.
It's filling up fast. Yeah, every break is me copying. And pay some questions. They're coming in hot and heavy.
They're the best.
Yes.
I mean, this is why we love doing what we do. So get those in. We get to that in the final hour of the radio program. And we'll talk college football with George Reister. Before we get to Cafe Day, Dirt and Sprague, in the second hour of the radio program, Big Ten Media Day kicks off today.
Yes, it does, Bob.
I saw our good friend T-Bone. She's going down to Big Ten Media Day.
T-Bone, going to be a Big Ten Media Day.
Yeah, we are aiming to get Jake Butt.
Yeah, the Butt Man himself.
Adam Rittenberg is booked for Friday, so we'll have all of the extravaganzas have happened by that point, and we'll get his thoughts on everything he experienced in his hometown of Chicago.
Yes. Nice when it comes to your backyard, isn't it? You're living in Chicago. You're like, hey, I don't need to travel. This is fantastic.
Well, of all the ones to go to, I think next year, where's next year's?
I don't think they've announced it yet.
Okay, yeah, Chicago's a great destination to go
to. If you're not going to move it to Vegas, keep it in Chicago.
I don't want to go to Vegas.
I mean, I'm with you there.
I'm over the Vegas thing. Like, everything has to be in Vegas now. It's just like, well, I don't want to lose $1,000 in gambling, and I don't want to pay $1,000 to go to every show. So what do I do?
You don't have to lose $1,000
in gambling. $800 to go golf? Like, what do you do in Vegas? Vegas used to be an affordable visit, and now it's just like...
Have they not dropped prices at all? I thought nobody's going to Vegas. I thought Vegas was dead.
I think Vegas...
Vegas is dying?
I think Vegas was like, you're a broke little bitch. You don't come to this city anymore. And I'm like, you got it.
You've been priced out of coming to Las Vegas.
But Big Ten Media Day, the teams I told you, Illinois, Iowa, Penn State, Rutgers, SC, Wisconsin. Tell me the order those six teams will finish in.
Ooh, Bob, that's a great question.
Not in the total conference, just between the six of them. Give me one through six.
Okay, in the conference, I'm going to go Penn State one.
So you think of those six, Penn State's going to have the best season?
I do.
Do you have a buddy that works for Penn State?
I do.
Do you like Lincoln Riley?
I don't.
Okay. All right. We've established no bias.
Although, yeah. Dare I say, we forget what their athletic director said about little old Eugene Oregon this offseason? Do you remember the leaked audio of him taking a steaming dump on Eugene Oregon?
The Penn State guy?
When they fired James Franklin? Yeah. So there's a little bit of an axe to grind there, too. All right?
You don't care about the 80s.
No, I don't really care about Pat Kraft. I would say, Penn State won just because they are bringing in a lot of the age of the roster I like. They're bringing in an experienced starting quarterback. I'm worried about getting a little over my skis year one, but their schedule is so manageable. They, by the way, talk about the other team that's in this conversation is USC. Guess what's likely going to be their whiteout game this year? Now, they haven't announced it yet, but all eyes are on the USC game in Penn State being their whiteout game. And so we know Lincoln Riley doesn't have the greatest track record on the road winning big-time games, let alone at home. So that's the reason I would go Penn State is they host USC and the schedule is easier. USC has a first 3 or 4 weeks that are relatively easy. Mm-hmm. After that, it's a meat grinder. They have one of the harder schedules in the country. I would go USC 2. I'll go Iowa 3 because Iowa's just Iowa, and they're going to be 8-4, and I know they're going to be 8-4 this year. And then who else was up? Who are the rest of the teams? So I got Wisconsin in there.
Yep. You got Iowa, Illinois, Rutgers.
I'll go Illinois, Wisconsin, Rutgers, bottom three.
Yeah.
In that order.
Do they fire Schiano, or do they not
I don't
care
think
enough
so.
To? Yeah.
What are the expectations at Rutgers? Are you going to get somebody that's going to do a better job than that?
I really hate to say this because I my program got booted, right? We got ditched and left.
You did. You got relegated.
So I hate saying such negative things out loud.
That Rutgers should get relegated? They've never done anything relevant in the sport outside of 2 years with Greg Schiano 20 years ago?
I'd actually argue Rutgers maybe shouldn't do football.
Can I give you
a take?
I think
more universities need to be honest about things and say, if our expectations are best seven wins, maybe we shouldn't be doing this.
I almost yelled at clouds.
Because it cannot be profitable.
Well, I think the Big Ten media deal makes it profitable for them, and they
After
have a full share.
After you pay
share.
For everything, you think Rutgers is swimming in cash? I mean, maybe Rutgers has a bigger donation base than I know, and it's Indiana, and I never knew that. But
They nabbed a couple of big-time basketball recruits 2 years ago. Didn't mean anything, but, you know.
That's what I'm saying is, like, are you better – dumping the but then again, I don't think your share in the Big Ten probably goes significantly down if you ditch football. So I don't know. The expectations of Rutgers, probably a 7-win season is a good year.
That's a good year. If you go to a bowl game, you're like, thank you, man. That was awesome. They did have a tweet yesterday that made me livid, and it involved Rutgers. They sent out a thing.
Rutgers tweeted?
No, Rutgers didn't, but they're involved in the tweet, and it made me hate them. And they, on three, sent out a tweet that everybody capitalized to make fun of my program. Rightfully so. It's an alley-oop. You got to lay down the dunk. I totally understand that. It was a graphic of the last time every Big Ten team won a national championship. There are four who have never won one. My program obviously won. Rutgers is listed in the national championship category. Do you know what year they claim a national title?
1922.
Let's rewind a little bit further.
1878.
Let's rewind a little bit further. Rutgers claims a national championship in 1869. That's not okay. No.
Were we playing football?
No, we were not. That's not a national championship.
No
You're
way.
Not allowed to list that and act like you have one of them things
was that
when
three
that was
on three?
200 years ago, man. That's like the Civil War. What are we doing here? I saw that yesterday. Everybody's
Lincoln
like, look at that.
Was assassinated 4 years prior.
Like, what is happening?
They
right
got
now?
The post link. Illinois's
1927 is inexcusable and ridiculous, and we should kick them out as well for that nonsense. Maryland claiming one in 1953. Don't even get me started, okay? I wanted to yell about those, but I didn't. 1869 is egregious behavior.
Would you count it if it was you? If Oregon.
You know
said.
I would. We have the tall first title, baby. Get you one of these.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, 1869 is redonkulous.
It's absolutely, it's utterly ridiculous.
Were we even a state in 1869? When did Oregon become a state? What
actually,
year?
I think it was around that time.
Do you know what
not?
Year we became a state, Swigard?
I think we're definitely a territory at that point. I mean,
yeah, it was
1859. We were only 10 years old.
10 years old as a state. Yeah, I knew we had a 9 in there.
Get out of here, Rutgers.
Illinois, I don't really have much on. Like, Bielema.
Bielema is interesting, but they're not a threat.
Goodyear won, and then just a massive disappointing follow-up season with a returning production.
Yes.
Iowa's going to beat Iowa. Rutgers will Rutger. And Wisconsin, I don't have much faith in. The SC-Penn State thing here, I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Separate USC, because I think we're going to wait for Lincoln Riley audio to trickle out today and then either maybe get to it tomorrow or today.
Their window's open.
Window is open. Now is officially the time.
Now. Open it now.
Although, according to Danny Morang, expectations 9 wins.
9 wins. So the window's not open.
Not this year.
Let's remember that 9-3 prediction.
Matt Campbell, James Franklin, Kyle Whittingham, choose your fighter. Who is the best performer at their new venue, and who is the disappointment at the new venue?
Ooh.
I have Kyle at the cafe, by the way. He's in the lobby. He got here early, yeah.
As much as I'm not firmly a believer in them this year, I have enough of a track record and a longer track record to say Kyle Whittingham. I think it's the best.
As the best year of the three.
Yeah.
I'm pretty.
Oh, just this year or just in general?
For this year,
I'll go Matt Campbell then. But long-term success, I'll go Kyle Whittingham.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by all three of those individuals. I think I got Franklin last.
Yeah.
And I'll say this. Franklin, you know, I like the hire. I don't blame Virginia Tech. You're at the bottom. You need to get back to relevance, and I hope that they do.
Mm-hmm.
The we've won the offseason quote is still bothering me, and I wish somebody in his orbit, and he seems like such a good dude.
Yes, why would you do that to yourself?
He's just too overly honest.
Yes.
And I wish somebody would be like, hey, you're going to go up there, you're going to kill it. Let's not say anything like, we've won the offseason.
We're going to win 10 games.
You won it last year. How'd that go? You got fired after 5 games.
Yeah, he brought everybody back, and then he lost at Northwestern.
We just saw Northwestern on our TV yesterday. They were doing a replay, and we're like, I can't believe they lost that game.
That was the third
in a
row.
The UCLA game was crazy enough. You followed that up with a home loss to Northwestern.
The UCLA game, at least you could argue, was a hangover. Like, hangover, tough emotional loss, a long trip. You showed up at home the next week and lost at Northwestern, man.
Totally get it. Loaded second hour. Let's enter Cafe. Day Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.